This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker in Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that RN, resident nurse Autumn, makes $95,000 a year. By the way, that surprised a lot of people. They're like, whoa, 26 years old, killing it. On the phone this morning is Colton, who lives in Snohomish. Good morning, Colton. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic, man. Thanks for listening to The Wolf. Thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary, too.
Not a problem.
Colton, by the way, is the co-owner of a plumbing company. Co-owner. Talking bucks here. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't want to jump ahead of it here. But, Colton, what we'd like to do is put a minute on the clock. We'll just ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a song. We're going to read the text. We're going to gather our thoughts, come back. We're all going to guess what we think you make, and then you're going to share your salary. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. Gabe, it's the name you're all too familiar with here.
Yeah, there's a lot of Coltons out there.
There's only two.
And a lot of Gabes that are men.
Now you're just saying things that aren't true. All right, let's do this. 60 seconds on the clock. Gabe, if you're ready, go.
Who is your co-owner, your friend or your dad?
Co-owner is my girlfriend.
Oh.
How old a guy are you, Colton?
I am 35 years old.
Are you, wait, do you have kids?
I have two kids.
How long have you owned this business?
This company is my second company and it has been in business for 2 years.
Did you sell the first one?
I did.
How many employees do you have?
Four.
How many frozen pipes have you dealt with this week, Colton, approximately?
65 different customers.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Are you guys doing residential or commercial?
Both.
Do you own a home?
I do.
What kind of truck you drive? Nah, he's a rule follower.
He follows the rule.
He owns a company. He's a rule follower. I respect that.
When you ask the question, you try to get him to break the rules, but...
Nope. I just give him an opportunity to break the rules if they want to, but I don't encourage it.
Colton's a stand-up guy.
Yeah, he is.
All Coltons are stand-up guys.
That's true.
We've learned this. Okay.
We're loyal.
You are. See, Gabe? Nothing to worry about.
Thank you.
Even in a long-distance relationship, they're loyal.
It's rough out there.
All right, 253-642-WOLF is the number to text in your guess. What do you think Colton is making? He and his girlfriend have owned this plumbing company now for 2 years. They got four employees. What does that up to for you? And then text it. Make sure you put your name and where you live on your text because we'll use those as our guesses. And you're going to find out what Colton makes coming up next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us this morning is Colton. He lives in beautiful Snohomish, and he is a plumbing company co-owner. Gabe, what did we just learn about Colton? What else?
His co-owner is his girlfriend. He is in his 30s. He has two kids. This is his second company. He sold the first one. This one has been around for 2 years. They have four employees. Recently, he served 65 customers with frozen pipes. And yes, he owns a home. We don't know what kind of truck he drives.
By the way, that's an astonishing number of frozen pipes.
65. I thought that was low.
Oh, really?
Yeah, based on the internet.
Did your pipes break? Actually, ours did, so never mind. All right, so I got a whole theory about Colton and his whole life story, his whole personal life story. I'll get into that in a minute, but let's play the game first.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, based on what I know of plumbers that do really well that own companies, it's a pretty big number. And I like Taylor from Mount Vernon's text at 175. I think that's four employees. That sounds about right to me. Gabe, what are you thinking?
I think it's a little bit lower. I think it's just hard to tell because this is his second company. Maybe it's still, you know, ramping up. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go at 145. That's Sean and Quilcene.
Quilcene. All right, 145. Captain Ron?
I'm going to go a little bit lower. When he reached out to me over email, he's got a .biz instead of a .com, and I don't know what that says, but it says something.
Hey, man, that's insider information. Yeah. We didn't know that. what are you doing here?
Maybe he doesn't pay for the domain. I don't
know. That's cheating, Ron.
Ron.
So I'm going to go a little bit lower at 140.
Unless he told you that directly on the air, you can't use it in your guess. Mm-hmm.
Oh. It's hearsay and conjecture.
Yeah, Your Honor.
All right. So our guesses are 140, 145, and then 175, but that really doesn't matter. Colton, we want to know how much you actually make as the co-owner of a plumbing company. It is time to share your salary.
$144,000.
Oh! Wait, was that 144?
Oh!
You almost nailed it.
Sean
there,
and Quilcene.
Man. All right, so a couple questions. 65, 66, you said frozen pipes. Was that, were you surprised by that, Colton, or are you like Gabe, like, nah, that was a low number?
No, that's pretty good. We just moved over to this area in November, so we're not having very many people on this side yet. That's a pretty good number for us to start with.
Where'd you come from?
Port Angeles.
Oh,
this side. That's what he said.
Wait, give him your your
my personal
theory.
Mm-hmm. So my theory is because you sold, I mean, I'm figuring you sold a company. I feel like, because you said girlfriend, there was a divorce. I feel like that company was sold. I feel like this woman hired you as a plumber for her company. You guys hit it off. You become co-owner because you are in a relationship and you have two kids from your first marriage.
This
Am
is
I close?
A Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
You're pretty close.
All right. What was I wrong about?
She didn't own the company before.
Oh, did you guys buy it together?
So we started it together, yeah.
In theater soon, Plumbing for Love.
Frozen?
Something. It was a divorce, and then worked for another outfit, and she was like, you're too good to be working for someone else. So we merged out on our own again.
Oh.
There you go. And you did have to sell the first one because of the divorce?
Correct.
Yeah. Hey, I've been there too, man. It's humbling. You got to start all over again.
We get tested every day.
But you're doing great, sweetie.
He doesn't know how to respond to that, Gabe.
What's the name of your company?
We are High Caliber Plumbing.
Yeah.
In right. Snoho.
Yeah.
Ron, High Caliber. I like that. I like that.
Dot biz.
Well, listen, Colton, congratulations. Here's to new beginnings.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man. And thanks for calling and sharing your salary. 144. There Woo! We go. Nice job, my brother. And listen, you have a wonderful day and best to you and the fam.
You as well.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.